phones are turned off, switched to silent, and recording's not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items, which is not today. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest they have in any item of business before the committee today. If any such interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself and stay in the business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item is ended. The proceedings of the meeting are recorded, except where we're in committee. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again as you'll lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually. It's been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak first. Therefore, if you're attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate you wish to speak, and I'll bring members in once those in the chamber have spoken. For the instant messaging, type Q if you wish to ask a question, C for comment, P for propose, S for second, and refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Members are reminded that they're personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Any apologies?
Alison Robb.
And any declarations of interest? And item three is the action sheet from the 27th of April. There's two pages there. Any issues? Okay, so a proposer. Councillor McGuinness. Councillor Kate Murphy. Item four is the DEA forum update, and I'll hand over to Martina.
Thank you, Chair. The DEA report is for approval, members, along with the appended action sheets from the Downpatrick, Rowallan, Crotlieve and Sleaze approved DEA meetings.
Thank you. Councillor Mathers?
Yeah, happy to propose the paper, but I'd like to put on record, Chair, the recent Ulster Taekwondo Championships held in the 10th of May in Newry Leisure Centre. The buzz that this event created was brilliant. There were 170 fighters from 18 clubs across the 32 counties. This event has showcased what the Leisure Centre in Newry can offer, something that they've been striving to do. So that's up more of the same, please.
Thank you. And a seconder. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Matters. Okay, Adam. So we've got three motions, which is a rarity. Topical issues. Thank Connor and Martina for their comprehensive reports on these. So the first one is Councillor Lewis, a report on cold water swimming facilities. Just to outline the procedure, it's the person proposing presents their motion, and then it is officers present their report, then the discussion, and then the vote. So Councillor Lewis, you can either take your motion as read or read it again if want to remind us of it and the audience, and then you can speak to your motion.
I'm happy to take the motion as read, Chair, and thank the officers for the work that they've done. On this, cold water swimming has started to become very popular across the district, and this motion was brought as a result of engagement with groups that use Tarella, and it's such a picturesque setting. And I think that if we could make it any possible to answer that and to promote it, I think that would be worth hanging you here.
Just say that last bit again, you broke up.
I think if there's anything we can do to promote this and to enhance it, I think that would be is worth doing, and just thank the officers for sure. Thank you.
Thank you. I wish to comment. Councillor Jackson.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I just want to commend my colleague, Councillor Lewis, on bringing forward this notice of motion. It's a very increasingly popular pastime, and I think just to echo his sentiments, I'm trying to help in any way that we can to make it just improve it or make it safer or whatever way we can through the work of the council. So thank you, Chair.
I should have brought in for Connor. Councillor Truesdale, do you want to go?
Thank you, Chair. I'm actually not aware of how well Torella is used. It's not somewhere that I use because I'm very fortunate to have Murlach, but they're both tidal and they're both quite isolated, so I do support the recommendations that are in the report for further investigation. But can I ask, will costs be in the return that we receive? As one of the biggest concerns I would have would be around staff during the off-season, opening and closing the facilities. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. In regards to the costs, we'll have to engage with our colleagues in the ERT department. Proposal of winter period. The facilities will not have costs back till we engage with the ERT on it.
Lawler?
I'd just like to say that Tyrell is probably one of the most scenic beaches in the area, and any kind of improvements to the facilities in the beach itself are warmly welcomed, so I'll welcome it on behalf of Sinn Féin.
Okay, anyone else? Happy to second. Jackson, you propose now?
Both, yep. Chair.
Yeah. Any comments? Thank you. Okay, motion number item 6, Councillor Gilbraith, dog exercise area at Dunleith Park. Over to you, Councillor Gilbraith.
Okay, thanks, Chair. Likewise, I'll take the motion as read. I'd like to thank the officers for their time and bringing the report to committee here this evening. Just look, over recent months, I've heard from concerned residents and tagged in social media about increasing issues in and around Dunleith playing fields, particularly related to dog fouling and incidents involving dogs being off lead in inappropriate areas. There have been reports of children and older people being knocked over or frightened by dogs running loose, and for many families using the pitches of a walking trail, this has become a real source of worry. At the same time, we know that the vast majority of dog owners are responsible. They want safe places to let their dogs run and exercise freely, but also understand the need to respect others using the park. Right now, there's a lack of suitable infrastructure to support this balance. And that's why I'm proposing that we establish a dedicated enclosed area at Dunleith, what we might call a dog safe space. This would be a fenced-off zone where dogs can be exercised off-lead under supervision, away from pitches and footpaths, and in a way that promotes responsible use. We know that other councils across Northern Ireland have successfully introduced similar dog parks, and then feedback has been overwhelmingly positive. These spaces encourage good behaviour, provide a safe outlet for dogs to socialise, and offer owners the opportunity to train and manage their pets in a controlled environment. Crucially, by offering a designated space, this also might make it easier to enforce existing dog control orders in the rest of the playing fields, clarifying exactly where dogs should be kept on lead and reducing the incidence of fouling and conflict. Chair, this proposal is not anti-dog, far from it. It's about supporting responsible ownership, improving safety and ensuring that Dunleith playing fields remains a welcoming space for everyone, whether you're walking the dog, playing sport, or simply enjoying time outdoors. Thank you.
Okay, I'll just hand over to Connor to present the report.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Report that's tabled is as per the purpose and the background in the report itself of the notice of motion tabled by Councillor Gilbraith with regard to feasibility of a dedicated dog exercise park in Dunleith. Members are asked to look at the recommendations as set out in Section 3.1 and agree the consideration of a dedicated exercise dog park and a wider development of the Dunleith Park itself, including engagement with local Downpatrick area councillors.
Any further questions or comments? Jackson?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Yeah, just want to, again, just recognise this notice of motion. I have concerns from parents as well, from kids playing in the playing phase, whether it be on a Saturday, maybe during their matches, that there is obviously a problem with dog fouling on the pitches, and that has been a major concern. So definitely, I think it's definitely worth looking into to see how we can improve those facilities and make it safer for obviously, especially kids, but obviously anybody using it in the area as well. So happy to support.
Moved by Councillor Gilbrace, seconded by and last motion is on authorised use of off-road vehicles, and that's by Councillor Mathers.
Thanks, Chair. Again, I'll take it as read, just to speak on it, and I'll come back to the officer's report if that's okay. I'm glad to be taking this motion forward this evening. It reflects a very real and growing concern across our district. We're all aware of the ongoing and widespread community anxiety caused by illegal and dangerous use of scramblers, quad bikes and other off-road vehicles on council-owned land, in our parks, green spaces and on public pathways. This is not an isolated issue. It is something residents raise with us regularly at public meetings, on the doorstep and through formal complaints. And I'm bringing it up at every opportunity. Our parks and public spaces are shared assets owned by the people of Newry Morningdown. They exist to be places where families can enjoy time together, where children can play safely, where older people can walk without fear, and where dog walkers, runners and wheelchair users can move freely and safely. When these vehicles are driven illegally through these spaces, it causes fear and intimidation as people are afraid to speak out. There's a very real risk to public safety. Scramblers and quad bikes travelling at speed, often without protective equipment and with little regard for others, put children, older people and vulnerable users at risk of serious harm, as well as endangering the users of the machines. We do not want to wait for a serious incident or tragedy before taking decisive action. I have witnessed a scrambler on Sandy's Field in Newry speeding without the driver not having a helmet, and more alarming, having a passenger on board who was no older than 12, again with no safety gear on. Potential of real tragedy doesn't bear thinking about. As we head into the summer months, this issue is going to increase unless we tackle it now. We need to work together to find solutions to this problem. Beyond safety, there is also the damage being done to our environment. Repeated riding tears up grass, ruins sports pitches, damages biodiversity and leaves public spaces unusable to the wider community. Local sports clubs, volunteers and council staff are then left to deal with the consequences, often at significant cost. It is important to say it clearly, existing legislation already restricts the use of mechanically propelled vehicles on land without the landowner's permission. This behaviour is not a grey area, it is illegal. What is needed is consistent, visible enforcement and a joined-up response. That is why this motion is important. It commits the Council to proactive engagement with the PSNI and with local communities, not simply reacting when problems escalate, but working together to prevent them. It also calls for a practical audit of our parks and open spaces, ensuring that entrance and exit points are properly secured and that sites remain safe and accessible for pedestrians and legitimate users. It is no longer acceptable to ignore this issue. Working in partnership with communities and stakeholders is vital to resolving this increasing problem. We are not alone in Newry Morningdown, as I am aware of similar issues in other council areas. Crucially, the motion calls for the development and enforcement of a clear implementation plan in collaboration with the PSNI and local stakeholders. This includes regular joint patrols in known hotspot areas, clear reporting pathways so that residents know exactly how and where to raise these concerns, and the use of signage and other appropriate deterrent measures. This approach is balanced and responsible. It focuses on enforcement where necessary, but also on prevention, communication and partnership. It recognises that this is not a policing issue or a council issue, it's a community issue that requires coordinated action. Chair, this motion is about protecting public safety, preserving our shared spaces and responding to the concerns of our residents. It sends a clear message that illegal and dangerous use of off-road vehicles in our parks and public spaces will not be tolerated, and that we are committed to keeping those spaces safe for everyone. This problem is not the sole problem for the council area. In fact, every council across the 32 counties is experiencing similar problems. And we think at this time of Grace Lynch from Dublin, who lost her life after being knocked down by a scrambler. I would urge all the members to support this motion. I think it's important. It affects everybody across the district and it's about showing leadership. So thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Over to Councillor.
Bertina.
Chair, thank you. The officer report has set out, acknowledges those concerns raised by Councillor Mathers and also provides the legislative context as well for around this issue. Members are asked to consider and agree those recommendations set out in Section 2.4. And those are current and proposed mitigations to address this issue, including the provision of youth diversion programmes across the district, the development of further interagency meetings and engagement, and also a direct request to the PSNI to increase patrols in hotspot areas.
Councillor Mathers.
Thanks, Chair. So just to address some of the points in order from the report. So point number one, while there is a need to plan for this, I would urge that this problem has been happening for quite a while and has been brought up consistently at DEA and PCSP meetings, so the problem is not a new one. In relation to bullet point two, the hotspot areas have been identified on many occasions, so it's not about re-identifying them. We know where they are. Bullet point number three, totally agree with this approach, as education needs to be key to inform parents and young people of the dangers and legalities around this activity. In terms of item four, or bullet point four, I acknowledge the good work that the youth agency does in our areas, but I feel that the young people that we need to be talking to do not engage with the youth agency. So, you know, they're not the people that are getting them out that needs to get the message. So again, I go back to planning for this and identifying the correct approach. Bullet point number five, we need to identify groups that don't avail of PCSP grants or fall outside of them and find a way of getting this vital funding to them to build plans around their areas. Bullet point six, the PSNI know the areas that are mostly affected. I feel that their resources would be better spent identifying the whereabouts of the vehicles and confiscate them where possible. Bullet point seven, really delighted to hear that the Respect Project will be using their forum to spread the word around risks involved in this activity. And bullet point eight, you can be assured that we in the Nyeri DEA will continue to highlight this problem. The bottom line is that the council needs to apply signage to the lands that they own, outlining that it is illegal to drive these machines on council owned land.
Chair, happy to take forward or come back on some of those issues. Just as those in terms of the points raised, Councillor Mathers, the PCSP financial assistance is open again at the moment, as is the Good Relations financial assistance. So I'll speak with our officers to ensure that we have a look at who hasn't applied and have a chat with members to see if we can encourage some of those groups who really would benefit from that to come forward, because that closes in June. So that might assist with the summer provision. And in relation to the issue about working with young people who fall outside the scope of statutory provision, for example, that's where the Respect Project are crucial in the Nyeri area, and they've developed a very comprehensive programme, scheduled activities, and I'm happy to share with you for the summer months from June to September, but happy to take forward those other. So, thank you.
Councillor Truesdale.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to thank Councillor Mathers for bringing this up as a motion. It's an excellent motion, and I agree with everything that he said, and I do kind of think that we're playing catch-up here with this. This is constantly raised in our DEA, it's constantly raised in PCSP. And I was talking to the police this morning about it, because here we have scramblers used to do drug runs. So it's young adults, it's not kids. But the problem the police have is they can't take a chance in chasing the person in case it's a child and there ends up being an accident. And 9 times out of 10, they have to end up giving back the vehicle, which is very frustrating for them. But we know that the Justice Minister is working with infrastructure at the minute on closing legislative gaps and strengthening powers to permanently seize and destroy vehicles that come in under illegal activity. But it was just to ask, around 2.1 mentions public space protection orders. I didn't think we had those in Northern Ireland. And also on the noise abatement orders, the noise has to be consistent. It has to be logged. Somebody has to take responsibility for logging it and recording it. And then the council has to know who do they give the noise abatement order to, because 9 times out of 10 they cannot be easily identified. So what other legislative powers, tools do the council have? Because council, we all need to work, councillors, council, the community all need to work with the police in coordination, as Councillor Mathers said, under enforcement, prevention and community activity. There are lots of good recommendations in under 2.2, but again, we seem to be playing catch up with it. And maybe there's something higher up that needs to be done with how these things are getting in to Northern Ireland. I mean, that's not just Northern Ireland specific. It's right across United Kingdom and Ireland. These things are an absolute scourge. So it's just a few points. If you're able to answer any of those, that's grand. But if you're able to put it in under the comments and the investigation, you know, that's to take place around the motion, that's grand. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. Just on a positive note, my colleague, Councillor Howell, is after sending me correspondence that was sent around the schools in Newry today from the PSNI. So just to acknowledge, you know, that they're already on the ball and trying to deal with it, and it's highlighting the dangers around the use of these bikes. So.
No, Chair, thank you. We have done some work, and we met with PSNI this morning as well on this issue. So they have at a PCSB meeting today, meeting's been clear with members about the challenges that are involved sometimes in pursuing some of the individuals who are engaged in driving these off-road vehicles. I'm happy to take away some of and look at Councillor Tracy's comments as well and seek further clarification and come back on that one. But certainly the PSNI, like all of us, are aware of the challenges and are addressing them as well.
Councillor Jackson.
Thanks, Chair. Yep. Happy to support this notice of motion. It seems to be an increasingly problematic situation within our communities, whether it be scramblers in public spaces or e-scooters on the footpaths. It is an increasing problem, and whilst there needs to be help and support amongst obviously the educating of the people involved, we do have to focus on the ages of a lot of these kids that are taking part in this activity. And I think, whether it be the community groups or the PSNI, need to focus as well on how to educate maybe some of the parents of these young people and make them realise what they're doing is obviously breaking the law. So, look, I think there needs to be a focus on that equally as much as helping.
Sure. Councillor Finn.
Thank you, Chair. It was just to welcome the motion, and I know it's certainly something that had been raised in the Assembly by the STLP. So as Councillor Mather said, it is an issue that is obviously all across the North and the rest of the island and the UK. Just to come in on what Councillor Jackson said, and I know certainly from speaking with the PSNI, this is something where parents are obviously purchasing these things for children that are using them, and I just wondered, because I know there was in the recommendations looking at how an advertising campaign and that sort of thing, and I just wondered if that was something that officers had envisaged. Was there going to be a kind of dual approach, as in obviously we're going to be using correspondence with schools and things like that, but also how we're going to communicate with parents and adults who are purchasing these for young people? So thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Councillor Finn, we have considered that because we are aware that a lot of these, for example, the scooters are bought without, I suppose, a full understanding of the limits of where they can and cannot be used. So we will liaise with our colleagues in the marketing department about a district-wide campaign that targets all of those that we need to find education and awareness. But certainly working with parents and others will be key to this, as well as working with young people.
Councillor McGuinness. Councillor Mather, is your agreement with the report then? Councillor Lee Sturgeon.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, it's on relation to Mr. Finn's comment. I was just wondering, and can we also then include retailers like Halfords that sell these or Smiths? Obviously, we don't have Smiths in this vicinity, but we do have Halfords that sell them. So if we're planning to involve schools, and I know this is getting bigger and bigger, but I was just thinking, like, if retailers are ultimately the place
that keep company names out, please.
Oh, sorry, yes, apologies, sorry. Certain retail stores sell them or specialize in selling them. Perhaps we should also get in contact with them and have them on board. Thank you.
Yes, Chair, thank you. Yes, I know from speaking with the PSNI, they have visited a number of suppliers. It would be important whenever we're considering this issue that we involve all of those stakeholders appropriately as far as we can. So we will liaise with retailers where we can, but maybe through the offices of the PSNI in the first instance.
No one else looking in, so that's proposed by Councillor Mather, seconded by Councillor McGuinness. And that brings us to the end of the meeting. My tenure. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair.
Thank you.